foot in that camp in the front, and we're not playing up to be sure.
Right, one of the stuff here.
So,
I feel the burning in my heart tonight.
And
that's a little better with me before I look at
that. You've gotten a message from your father.
Hope you'll keep
it that way.
I'm a little more far in my citizen.
To bring out what we have on our hearts tonight. I remember 20, 25 years ago, we used to have a lot of young people here.
We've had them all over the years.
But I remember back years ago, that's right, the way I remember this, I'm sure.
Young people
used to, after the
night service,
they would gather around under the tabernacle here.
They would gather around on the tabernacle here
after a little while.
And that's what it says. And I can remember some
specific times when the Lord just came down
and said, the one is your wife.
And I remember a few times, particular times,
when we'd be up there, there was,
2 or 3:30
in the morning sometimes.
2 o'clock or something
or another.
And
young people would sing, and
then some of them would get under conviction and they'd come to the altar.
We'd pray with them a while, and
then they'd testify
what God had done to them.
And then we'd sing some more.
And then
few more would come down.
And they'd come to the altar. We'd pray with them, and they'd testify.
And we'd just go on like that for hours and hours sometimes. And I thought how glorious that was, and how wonderful that was.
And those were good days, and these are good days.
But I'm thinking tonight, and cause me loads of things that these folks got up here and saw. I wonder where they're all at tonight.
I wonder where they're all at tonight.
Those that were here
20 years ago, some of you are still here. I see some of you
in that age bracket, you're still here.
But I'm glad for every one of you.
But I wonder, just think of the number
that was here over those years,
and now where are they at tonight, man?
Well, I say, I've often
thought of my head time and had the bellows.
I'd like to write two books.
One of them here is where we all came from,
our background.
You know, the saints were made up of some awful,
pretty sturdy characters, some of them are.
And different ways.
And then I'd like to go around and find
many of the saints' children and others.
I have known the Lord and been brought up around the family altar
and see where they're at now.
See what the condition they're in now.
I'd say that would be quite an interesting look, I think.
But anyway, tonight I'm just thinking of those young folks up here.
Those young folks back there were just the same here as these young folks up tonight. They loved the Lord, they wanted to live for God, they had a youth, they had a zeal, they had a desire to live and please God.
But many of them are not here tonight.
Many of them are gone and been swallowed up by the world.
And many of them are out there in their lives in
awful conditions. They're
living in those ways. They're going to them broken up.
Many of them are living in
double marriage with more than one companion of living.
And they would be quite a tragic story to see.
The broken lives that have
sat under this tabernacle
and sang and lifted their hands and praised the Lord
and sang right in this pulpit
and stood up and testified,
how I love Jesus.
Many of them have done that along the way.
But I'm sad to say that I guess I'd have to say
that the majority of them
gone someplace else. The other one's gone out into the world.
And their lives.
And big tragedies in their lives. But I thought, again, as I thought of some young folks tonight and all of us here tonight, I wonder we don't want that to happen. We don't want that to happen. I don't want this generation to do that. But we want every one of them to stay safe,
every one of them.
And we want those who are not saved.
We want them to be saved.
No, that have gone away.
We want them to come back.
No, that have chosen the way of the world. We want them to come back. Gifted away. Got
entangled or something else.
We want them to come back too. We
want them all to come back. Come back home and dry.
And so tonight,
I pray the Lord
will.
I just thought of him done both the same as this.
What God could do with that.
What God could do with that bunch.
You think he'd get them all in his will? Get them all consecrated and dedicated to you. Get them all separated from the world and the pride of life
and the lust of other things.
And get them in a position to where
they can stand
like a rock in the building.
Where they can go on
and grow in the things of the Lord.
Oh, this is what God wants.
And this is what we want tonight. And what I'm thinking about tonight is an old theme of mine.
What I have to be thinking about
is that. This is that.
That's my thing tonight.
This is that.
What I'm going to say tonight
is this is that thing that will enable you
to say what you are saying to the other man.
This is that will endure you as far from on high. To be able to
face this world in all of its wickedness,
all its sin. To be able to
save you from a
weak man
to a mighty man or woman of God.
This is that.
As it says there in Acts 2,
14, 5 Peter,
standing up with 11, lifted up his voice
and said unto them, ye men of Judah,
and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem,
be this known unto you,
and hearken to my word. For these are not
drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day.
But this is that
which was spoken
by the prophet Joel.
Remember what the prophet Joel said?
That his spirit would be poured out on all flesh. On your daughters and on your sons. Let the prophet die, and your old men will have dreams, and young men will have visions. This and that. That's not what the scriptures were saying. But he said, this and that Joel spoke about. That was poured out. Which he poured out upon all of his sons and his daughters. They would all prophesy, and they would all have dreams and visions. So this is that tonight that we need. Oh, I preach this all the time, every year, most of the meetings, but this is a burden that I have, that we have a sanctified Holy Ghost filled church. That's what God's looking for. That's what he's calling for. That's what he died for. That's what he gave his life for. And that's what he's coming back after. But while we're here in this world, and the time that has to be the message, our sister and listen to these brothers bringing out messages, message after message, and I said, oh, Lord, this guy takes us all out of the sea sometimes. Give us all up.
Makes us wonder where we're at, and that's what it's for. It's the Lord. And I thought, Lord, Lord, how can we measure up to all that? How can we accept all of that and put all of that into operation?
Well, this is that.
That will enable you to do that.
This is that that will enable you
to minister to what we've heard in this speech. You're going to need this
in order to enable you
to measure to the Word of God.
You're going to need this
to enable you to separate yourself and face
the problems of life.
These curses that we heard in the reading, the wind that's blowing against us today.
We need some power in our lives.
We need some victory. We need some grace.
We need some overcoming power.
We need some standing grace.
This is that. This is that. That'll do the job.
This will do the job.
This will do the job. God not only comes down here to save us,
but He comes down here to endure us
with power to enable us
to be overcomers. To be overcomers.
I thought about last night, Jesus wants to save us,
but He wants to live in us.
He not only wants to save us, but He wants to live in us.
And you say, God, go away.
I'll come again. And I'll dwell in you and walk in you.
You can all be your God and you can be my people.
And so, not only does the Lord want to save us, but He wants to come into us. He wants to live in us
and dwell in us and endure us
with power from on high.
So we can be able to face the things that we face today,
the things that we meet in life.
And so may the Lord bless us tonight.
This is that. This is that. It took a little...
It took a man who was so timid and so
weak
that he said, Lord, no, I'm not one of them.
When the pressure came
and they said, are you one of these? No, I'm not one of these.
Oh, a little bit said,
well, yes, sir, I can tell by your feet. No, I'm not one of them.
That's somebody that didn't have the courage
to stand up and say, I'm one of them.
I want to tell you tonight, you're going to need something
more than just a little experience of the Lord
to enable you to say, I'm one of them.
I'm one of them. When the pressure comes, and the persecution comes,
and the trials come, and the
opposition comes, we have to have something dwelling within,
enable us to say, I'm one of them.
Peter didn't have that.
Peter didn't have that power. He didn't have the power to do it with.
He had many people. He said, Lord,
I'll go with you always. Even to death, I'll go with you.
I'll die with you, Lord. But he didn't have
what it took to do that with.
But of all that same man, that's the deal that I'm talking about tonight.
He received this.
It changed him in to a mighty man of God. Somebody who
labeled, let it stand up and say, you
uncircumcised, part of us, you crucified.
The Lord of peace.
Changed from a weakling to a mighty man of God.
And that's what God wants to do with every one of these young people
and every middle-aged person and every old person.
He wants to take that timidness away, that weakness away, that fear away of man, afraid to testify, afraid to stand up and say, I'm one of them. God wants to endure us with something another that will enable us to stand up and say, I'm one of them, praise the Lord. And I'm not ashamed of it. This is that. This is that. It enables him to do that very thing. Praise the Lord. This is that. Thing that enables me. We had a message at home, maybe somewhere or another. Lord gave us. How did we get to where we are today? How did we get to where we are? How are we able to still be here on the monarch? After all the people that passed down through the ages of time are over the years that this thing been existing, how it is that we're still able to stand right, to still be right where we're at, to still be
only a people that's standing for God. The only a people that's holding up the truth. The only a people that don't fear man, and don't fear the devil, and are not afraid to separate themselves from the world and stand for truth and right and be a man or a woman of God. How did we get and how come that we're still here?
Because of this power of the Holy Ghost living in men's hearts that endued them with power to be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil. To put on, as been mentioned today already, and he said, put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil. And there's many wiles around. But all down through the ages of time, God said the day of Pentecost, God has had a people that received this and it enabled them to stand in opposition, stand against persecution, stand against the tides of the world, stand against the things that come against us, and able to stand and pass it right on down to you and I today. And I pray God, I know there's folks here tonight that's going to continue it right on. But I want to see, and God wants to see, young people and middle-aged people and all people that will participate, will partake of this and be enable them to cry out and stand for what we've always stood for down to the end. This is that thing that the church needs today. We talk about the church needing this and needing more of this and more of that. If I know one thing, I like you said, you may get tired of me preaching these things, but I say if there's one thing we need more than anything I know of, it's this right here. This is that what we need to enable us to carry on the work of the Lord. This is that we need to cause our messages to be on fire. God, have some power about him, have some anointing about him, have some conviction about him. This is that we need to enable us to do those kind of things. And so, this is that changes Christians. Yeah, changes Christians. It's wonderful to be saved. It's wonderful to stand up and sing and lift my hands, and it's glorious to be in the camp meeting. It's wonderful to be a part of the family of God, but this is that we need to help us to go on. I remember the old Brother Stover. His testimony was that he'd been saved up and down a few times, and I think maybe about 18 years old, that he got a good experience with the Lord, and the Lord said, now you go on. You go on and be filled with the Holy Spirit. You keep what you got. And you keep what you got. This is that. This is that thing that he got when he was about 18 years old to enable him to stand all down through his whole lifetime and work for God and travel thousands and thousands of miles and many souls blessed through his life. This is that enabled him to do that. Brought him right on down to the end of his life journey. Died with victory in his soul. Went out and put his white robe on. Living over there in heaven where I want to go and see him pretty soon. This is that that enabled him to do that. Any man that has lived with God very long, that has stood for God very long, that's been used of God in any manner, that's accomplished anything for God, he did it because he had this. This is that enabled him to do that. I've never seen a man yet that didn't have this, that was not built. I believe the Bible said that. Jesus said that. He said, you'll receive power. The Bible says, you'll receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and then shall you be witness for me. Implying to me that without this, I'm not going to be a very good witness. And then he said, you'll be witness for me in Jerusalem. Right at home. Jerusalem was their home. That's where we're going to have to get the victory. This is that will enable husbands and wives to get along together. Amen.
This will stop the arguments between saved people, I'm talking about. This will stop the arguments. This will stop all those old harsh, cutty words. Amen? This is that will enable you to do that with, praise the Lord. This is that will change your house into a holy place and a heavenly place. This is that will cause you to be able to be a witness right in your own congregation. This will enable you to be able to, I always think about Paul when he sent them fellows out, he said, receive them. They're just like my own brother. I know them folks. They'll live. This is that enable them to do that. And this is that will enable you and I at home. He said, you'll be a witness for me in Jerusalem. That's at home. You're going to have to get this at home. Are we going to be able to go out and tell anybody else about it? We're going to have to get our problem solved in our own personal lives, in our own home lives. I'm talking about where saved people live, and get those things all fixed up and all in order, and then we can go out and branch out a little bit. We can go out to Judea then, and then we can go on after a little bit further, and then we can just go in the whole all the world. This is that will solve those family problems. I know what I'm talking about. It'll work. I'm not talking. It's not too high. This ain't too high. This is what we need. This is where the lack is. Where the carnality is, there's going to be problems. Where the carnality is, there's going to be problems. And carnality is in every heart that's not been sanctified, that has not received it. They are still carnal. Still carnal. Don't care how long you've been saved, how long you testify, you're still carnal. And I tell you, it'll be like that old pig they used to talk about in a poke. And just as soon when you don't want it to squeal, it'll squeal right out on you. And that's the way old carnality is. Just right when you don't want it to show up, that's right when it'll show up. Right around company, right around the saints, right around your loved ones, right before your husband, right before your wife. If it's in there, it'll come out. But this is that'll purge and cleanse out carnality. Amen. This is that will take care of carnality. This is that will sanctify your very nature. This is that will purify our hearts. This is that will endure us, as we've already said, with power from the Lord. Thank the Lord. This is that will enable us to say no. Listen to me, young folks and all. You're going to have some power to say no. No, I don't do that. I don't go to those places. I don't participate in those things. I won't be let off like that. This is that'll endure us with power to be able to say no. The world has many suggestions. And offer, many enticing things. But this is that will enable you to have power to say, no. No, I won't do it. Don't bow down. Mentioned in the message we had, how did we get this far, about the three Hebrew children? And they said, when the music plays, you bow down. You bow down. The devil's endeavoring everything he can get us to bow down. Bow down to the word. Bow down to the fad and the style and the fashion and the ways and the command and we talk of being conformed to the world. Lay down our armor. Lay down our stand for God. Don't trust the Lord. Try this and try that. This is the thing that will enable you and I to say no. We won't bow down. We won't bow down to it at all. This is why that we still have the truth today is because God has had a people that would not bow down. They wouldn't bow down to the things, to the fads, and to the things that come passing through, the wind that blows through, and strange doctrines, and strange spirits, and a better way, and a prettier way. The God has always had a people who had this and that, were a thing that enabled them to stand right where they were standing. You couldn't move them. Somebody told me one time when I wouldn't agree with him about some false teaching about it all, something or another. Well, it was against the thing I'm talking about. Said, you got saved, you got it all at one time. I said, brother, I know that ain't true. I said, the Bible teaches different from that. And I said, I've got something better than that. I got the experience myself. This is that will enable you and I to stand against every wind of doctrine, and I will not be moved. And I talked to that fellow, and he said, you're just like all them old saint preachers. You're just hard-headed. You're just, can't tell you a thing. Can't tell you nothing. No, when it tried to tell me something contrary to this, I don't want to hear it. I'm just hard-headed enough to not receive it. I don't want it. I said, you're welcome to stay here at my house as long as you want to. But if that's all you got to talk about, I don't want to hear anything about it. I will not be moved. I won't be moved. I know I'm saved. I know I'm sanctified. I know I'm in the truth. I know this is right. Because it works. It delivered my soul. It set me free. It changed my life. It gave me a happy home. It gave me a good health. It gave me strength. It gave me a great big family to enjoy here in the world. And I will not lay it down. I will not give it up for no price. Amen. This is that. You wonder how those folks keep coming back? Wonder how those old folks sat here all these years? I marvel at them old feet are so hard. But just sits right there. Sits right there. Right on. Sits, been sitting here as long as I've been coming here. 35 years, whatever, something. I've been sitting right there. And if they live for next year, I have confidence they'll still be sitting here. You know why they're sitting here? Because of this. This is that enables them to do that. It ain't their own determination. It ain't their own efforts. It's not their own power. It's not their own just because they were raised by saint parents. That's not it. That's a good background, all right. But that's not what enabled these old folks to be around like they are today. Still standing. I went through all the storms. All the winds that blew. All the false doctrine come by. All the false teaching that come through. All the false spirits that come around. I just feel right where they're at. You know what? It wasn't because they were raised for the saints. It wasn't because that they heard the word preached. It's because that somewhere or another in their life journey they made and they were God opposed this that enabled them to do that. That's why we're still here. You wonder why the church is still on the mountaintop? This is that. You wonder why it still got the victory? This is that enabled it to do it, see? This is that thing that turned it off. You remember I heard him say, what are we going to do when these old ministers die? And at our ministers' meeting, they included me in that darn shot. Comparing me to these 80-year-old people, you know. I mean, I'm not 80 yet. But this is that enabled them to do that very thing. This is why truth is still marching on, thank the Lord. This is that enabled these grounds to still be there. This is enabled why the truth is still here. Why God is still working in the midst. Good night, that lost thought. Thank the Lord, come back. I used to hear folks say, what are we going to do when these old ministers all die? What are we going to have? Wonder what's going to happen to the church. Well, this is that. They got a hold of some good brothers and sisters. They got a hold of this somewhere or another. And then that enabled them to live such a life that God would call them into the ministers. And we've got some of the most wonderful brethren, the younger, middle-aged brethren right now that I've ever known. God's got a solid minister still today. A solid ministry that's standing like a rock in a billet. You can't move them. They won't bow down. They won't give in. They won't give up. If it ain't right, they won't have nothing to do with it. They'll turn their back on it. Don't care how. Well, isn't it? Sometimes it'll hurt people, but they'll just go ahead and do it anyway. All this is that enabled them to do that.
And as long as God tarries, he'll have somebody that'll get a hold of this, that will enable him to carry this thing right on. Right on down to Jesus come back in. I ain't worried about the church. I know God's going to find somebody that'll be willing to make a commitment and a consecration to God and lose out, turn the world down, turn selfish ambitions down, turn away from the enticements of the world, and put their whole heart, make a consecration to God. I'll live for God. I'll say no to the devil. I'll say no to the world. I'll say no to every suggestion that would draw me away. Well, I really ain't able to do this, but the Lord helped me. But anyway, God, this is that that keeps his church going on. This is that that will enable you to be able to be a part of this thing. We want you all to stay. We want all that big young, all our thoughts, my, get all those young folks with this in their hearts. Get them all with this in their hearts. Oh, get them all under the sanctifying power of the Holy Ghost. And let the Holy Ghost begin to burn out all self, all carnality, all self-will, pride of life, lust of other things, and lust of the flesh, pride of life, the pride of lust of the eyes. Burn it all out and let them be a vessel sanctified, meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. Oh, my. Oh, my. This missionary spirit that's rose up, thank God for it, in the last couple of years. Oh, we need this. We need this. But this is that caused that to be. I believe some of this old preacher's message every year is beginning to work. I believe it's beginning to work. I believe we need, this is that we've been lacking in power. This is that gives you a missionary spirit. This is that applauds you to leave your home. This is that will enable you to give up good jobs and go to some place and do without the comforts of this life. This is that. You can't do it without this. See, if you don't have this, you got too much self on hand. If you don't have this, you're too prone to be reaching out for comfort. Amen. If you don't have this, you don't have the grace and the power to live like you have to live in some places. This is that's been moving among us. It ain't just all of a sudden that we just decided we're going to have a greater burden for the mission work. That ain't what it was. This is that. They began to find some people that they could work in and through. And began, this is that. That will cause you to be willing to deny yourself. This is that thing that will put such a burden on your heart, your soul, that you'll lose sleep at night. Amen? This is that thing that will cause you to not be able, as we talked a little bit to the folks yesterday about working for God, this is that thing that will weigh upon your heart so heavy, as we talked about Moses. He said, Lord, if you're going to blot these folks out of the book, just take my name out too. This is that thing that will cause us, as Jeremiah said one time, Lord, make my eyes as rivers of water for my people. This is that thing that will give you a burden for sin, for the souls of men. This is a thing that will give you a zeal and a witness for God. This is a thing that will enable you to stand upon the street corner and testify for God. Hey? This is a thing that you can stand before kings with. This is a thing that you can stand before the high and the mighty. I've always had a desire to have a service in the White House some morning. I've always had a desire to do that. Wouldn't bother me a bit to pray by the help of the Lord, the priests of the president and the Congress up there. I'd love to do that sometime. This is that would enable you to take away the fear of man. Amen. This is that. Enabled men to stand down through the ages of time. This is what as we mentioned a while ago, those boys that said, we will not bow down. We will not give up. I don't care what you do to me. The God whom we serve, he's able to deliver us. And if he don't, we'll trust him anyway. Ah, this is that led people to the stake. And this is what, when they seen those folks being burned at the stake, this is when
the story we heard and told about the old martyr that was going to be burned to the stake. And they said, if you, just before you die, I believe the story was, if you still got the victory, if you're still overcoming, give us a sign. Give us a sign. The man walked up to the stake, and he stood there, and as he was burning, and his flesh was melting away, and his hands had burned off, I believe the story was, and just before he expired, he lifted up a little old burnt stub there. I've still got the victory. I've still got the victory. This is what enabled. You say, I couldn't do that. Yes, you can. This is that will enable you to do that. This is that. Stood by the bedside of a little woman one time, a little dear old blind saint, that her leg had gotten gangrene in it and rotted off, just about off. And this is what we went around, standing around her bedside, and she said, sing that song, that I mean to go right on. I mean to go right on. Didn't have enough strength. The witnesses are lifting their arms. And as we were singing this song, I mean to go right on, she raised her hand a little bit like that. I mean to go right on. Leg rotting off, nothing but skin and bone. Sang that song, I mean to go right on. Man, you can't do that in your natural strength. You say, well, that's, those are just strong people. No, we're all weaklings, aren't we? We're all weaklings. We're all just flesh. We're all just human beings. But this is that Jesus died for. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. But he said he spoke of the Spirit, which was yet to come. This is that will cause your light to shine. This is what will put that glow in your face. Somebody said, that must be a saint there. They're dressed just like a saint. You know, that for me, that's something, all right. But there's something else about this. This is that in the crowd. There's something there, you know. You know, just lit up, just lit up, you know. See him bouncing out through that. Ain't saying nothing. Ain't doing nothing. But, that countenance is just something shining out. You can see it. This is that old witness, you don't have to say anything. You don't have to say nothing. Don't say nothing. I remember one time you heard me tell this before. I was down in Tennessee some years back, coming back from Louisiana, stopped in a motel. And there was a large tent meeting going on a couple blocks down the street. The old white brother, I'm going down there and just look around a little bit, see what's going on. And I walked down there, and there was a big crowd there, and they would have their big band up here, and they were bong, bong, bonging, and this here Hollywood actor, he had his mind up to his face, and he had his, his all the hairstyles and everything, you know. And he was just really putting on a show. I came over to the corner, and there was a little flat there, and I slipped in, and I had to walk down about four or five rows to find a seat. I never said nothing. I'm just dressed like a pumpkin man. This is that.
Yeah.
What are you looking at me for? This is that. That will witness itself. Somebody said, how do I know I got it? It'll witness itself. How do you know you got it? Because it's there. And how do you know it's there? It works. It works. It produces. It produces. This is that. That Stephen, when they was throwing rocks at. You know there's a lot of rocks being thrown. You're going to face it. You're going to face it. Here was a man. And here was a man, and they even witnessed for him. He was a man full of the Holy Ghost. And then he came along there, and because he told them the truth, they began to stone him to death. But as they was stoning, they looked upon him, and his face was all glow. This is that will enable you to stand when people are criticizing you. This is that will enable you to forgive your enemies, and your wife too. and this is that that will enable you, as you heard one night in the meeting, all right, to go back and straighten those things up. Amen. This is that. Lord, I can't do that. Went down to see an old fellow that I stole some money off of where I used to went to barber school. And the Lord, after I got this, I went down to see him. And I said, when I was in barber school here, when I was taking care of the cash register, I used to take some money out and put it in my pocket, which wasn't mine. I came to restore it, to pay it back. I don't know how much it was, whatever you say. The old fellow, he was a principal of a big high school in Louisville, Kentucky this time. He said, I'd be glad, big old tears on his face. He said, Mark, he said, I'd be glad you'd come see me anytime. But he said, I'll never forget this visit. I'll never forget this visit. This is that that will enable you to make your wrongs right. This is that that will enable you to pull the cover off of those things that are hidden. Amen. This is that cause you to go home to your wife. Fine. Boy, I got saved. I wasn't true to you all the time. That's not easy to do, brother. But this is that will enable you to do it. I know what I'm talking about. But anyway, this is that will cause you to do these kind of things, to enable you to have the power to do that. This is that that will enable you to defy, you young folks, to defy the trends of the world, the changes in the styles and all that. This will enable you to still dress and act modest like a saint's supposed to do. This is what you need. This is that thing. I don't like to call it a thing. This is that. This is that that will enable you to prophesy. This is that that you can have a vision of the things of God. This is that that when trials come, that you can pray through, as we heard this afternoon. This is a thing that will create in your heart a hunger and a thirsting for God. This is that that will calm your nerves. Yeah? You know, he'll just calm you right there. This is that that will quit that old temper, you know. This old being so impatient. Brother Abbott, you say, I have short patience, you know. Well, this is that that enabled you to control your tongue. No man can control the tongue, but the Holy Ghost can. The Holy Ghost can. Yeah, he can control that tongue. Oh, that tongue wants to run off all the time. That old gossiping, carrying tale, this or that will close your mouth. Amen. This is that that works in men's lives. It works down through the age of that. This is that that enabled Jesus to be what he was. Amen. This is the thing that enabled him. How God anointed Jesus. 10 and 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and the power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. This is that. This is that that enabled Jesus to be what he was. He was the Son of God. He was a fleshly man like we are. Fleshly and spiritual man. And he was tempted in all points as we are. Yet without sin. How did he do it? This is that that enabled him to do that. This is that that enabled him to do that. This is that that enabled Paul to stand up. And after they had been beaten and were on their way rejoicing, this is that that enabled them to do that very thing. See, it wasn't Paul. Paul was a great educated man, and he God had seen a great light on the way down to Damascus down there that time. But oh, God knew, and he knew, and God knew better than that. And so he sent somebody down there. Oh, Paul, I want to pray for you. I want to pray. God sent me down here. I want to pray for you. That the scales may fall off your eyes, and that you might receive this, that will enable you to turn against your old Pharisee religion, turn away from all those old things, and begin in that same one that you've been trying to kill, that same one that you've been trying to put in jail, that same one that you're trying to destroy. This is that that will change you and cause you to begin turn around and join up with that same bunch and preach that same Christ. This is that. That done it. It wasn't on what happened on the road to Massillon. That's where he got started. That's where he got started. But this is that that enabled Paul to do that. This is that that enabled Peter, the same little old whiny guy, whiny. I don't know if that's the proper word or not, but anyway, this is that. Timid, drawback, little old timid fella. Couldn't even stand up with his Lord. But it is the same. Same fella. Was down in the prison. Same. At midnight. And he's already. Levi may have his little bit twisted up. But anyway, he knew he was going to get his head cut off. But he still laid there and sang songs. Maybe that was Paul's silence, maybe. Paul and Silas, I think that was. Laying there. And they don't, I believe this was the time they'd already taken Peter out and gotten rid of him. Already cut his head off. They're laying out there, and I don't know if this is it. Yeah, I don't have any Bible for this or anything, but I somehow or another I'm thinking this prison they was in had a little window in it that you could look out on that chop block. I don't know, that's just my imagination. But that'd be cruel. That's just what people would do, wouldn't it? And here they are laying there. Knowing that after Easter, they're going to get their head packed off too. And they're laying there singing. They went to sleep. That's in the Bible. This is that that enables man to do extraordinary things. This is that that goes beyond the human. This is that that takes human beings, fleshly beings, carnal, sinful men, and enables them to change and do things beyond the ordinary. This is that. Where would I be today?
Do for God. I had no ability. I had no formal,
much formal education, anything like that.
But if I accomplished anything, this is that that enabled me to do that thing.
This is that. It will call
men to go beyond. We don't look at things natural. We look at things divine.
This is that.
To cause men to rise up and perform things that an ordinary human being can't do. To cause him to have a power in his life. This is that that Peter had that he walked down the street and he brought people, wait a minute, that his shadow might fall on them. This is that that caused the morning church to be lighthouse. This is that enabled men to work miracles. This is that enabled man to lay hands on the sick and defy the devil. This is that enabled man to look the devil right in the eye. Then Saul, who also was called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eye on him. This is a man who defying the work of God and come in there and causing problems. And Paul had this. That enabled him to look the devil right in the eye. I defy you in the name of Jesus. You better have this if you're going to look the devil in the eye. There were some men one time tried that and it didn't work. They're gonna cast the devil out. And that devil said, Jesus we know, Paul we know, but who are you? I don't know you. And he jumped out on him. You better not go out there and face the devil without this. Amen. If you don't have this, you better stay right close to the camp. You better get a hold of your pastor's coat tail and hold right on to it until you get there. Don't go out and try to preach. And don't go out there and try to warn the mission field. Amen. Don't go out there trying to represent the church of God until you've had his. Because you're going to meet the devil. And he's going to jump on you. And he'll tear you all to pieces.
If you don't have this.
But you have this, that will enable you to look in the eye and say, devil, I defy you. I defy you. This is that.
A fellow came in our church one time years back. Got in there, he got sliding down on the floor and wiggling like a snake, making all kinds of noises. And everybody got a little frightened. You know, it's like the thing when the devil comes out in person, isn't it? But this is that. It'll enable you to go over there and lay hands on him and say, I rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. And the devil just goes back. I've seen it happen time and time again. You pray the devil? No, I ain't pray the devil. If you got this, you don't have to be afraid of the devil. You don't have to be.
But I want to warn you again, you better have it. You better have, if you're going out on the devil's territory, you better have this.
Because he'll tear you all to pieces. He'll fix you, work you over, and you won't know where you're at. You won't know whether you're saved or not.
You'll even wonder if you're even saved before the devil gets through with you. I'm not exaggerating, this is the truth. Because this is that God prepared and made preparation. This is why Jesus died. See, Jesus had power to forgive sin before he died.
Yeah, the Bible says that.
That you might know that I have power to forgive sin.
Take up your bed and walk. Jesus could have forgiven sin. But this is that he died for.
This is that blood that was shed. Not only to blot out our transgression, but to get inside of us. And cleanse that inner man. And cleanse out. That old pronouncing that we were born with, and everybody was born with, and then he won't dwell in an unclean temple, but he goes in as we open ourselves up, and we offer ourselves unreserved and completely surrender self, all I have, all I've got, all I ever will have. Then he'll come in.
And you don't have to worry about what will happen then. He'll do the work. He'll do the work. All you got to do is furnish the wheel. Furnish the vessel. And he'll come in. And he'll sanctify you. And then he won't leave. He'll take up his abode and live in there. And then you take him with you. And there he will abide. Or else, I must go away. I'll send you another comforter. And he'll abide with you forever. Forever. This is that. That is enabled, like I said earlier, men to stand against the wiles of the devil. This is that grace that we enter into that enables us to stand. This is that thing that enables us to go back and start cleaning up some things in our life. Amen. This is that thing, as we heard the other day, that calls us to go to the closet. Amen. Begin to get some of those things out and throw them away. Amen. You got to have some this in order to really have the power to resist the flesh, the fleshly pull, the pull of the world. The pull of the spirit of the world is a forcible thing. But this is that will enable you and I to stand against all the wiles of the devil. This is that thing that we need tonight. So, tonight, all young people and all people, we want you to stay. We don't want you to be like a lot of those that come up here and sing. And then now, they're somewhere entangled in this life. This is that will keep you going on. But all things stop.
Nobody there to support you. Nobody there to encourage you. And everything turned against you. This or that will hold you up. That will hold you up. And this is that, that when you come down to face great tragedy, this is that that will enable you to stand when tragedy comes. When that loved one has to go, this is that that will sustain you. This is that. That when you get to the place to where you can't pray no more, and where you can't stand to listen to a song on a tape, but where you can't stand to hear even the dishes rattling in the kitchen. And this is that, that when you try to get a little sleep, and you try the couch, and you try the floor, and you try the bed, and you try the recliner, and you work at it all night, and you still ain't got money. But this is that that enabled you to say, I mean to go right on. I mean to go right on. This is that that enables the saints to die. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. We talk about the martyrs. They say, oh, I couldn't do that. No, you couldn't. But the power of the Holy Ghost could enable you to do it. And I say this again, we have people today right in our midst that are going through things just as bad as that is. Just as bad as that. I've had fire burning my body just as hot as it would if it had been at a stake. We have people right now, today, this fool, laying on their bed, trusting God, giving their life. It ain't because somebody says, well, I don't want to bring a reproach. I don't want to disappoint the saints. Well, that's good. That's good. Well, I don't want to disappoint my children. Well, that's good too. But I'm going to tell you, you got to have more than that. You got to have more than that. I don't want to disappoint saints either. But without this, I won't be able to stand that. Be able to stand. This is that that has enabled men down through the history of our time, through the history of the church, to go through things that ordinary human beings can't go through. But this is that that enables them to do those kind of things. So do you see now what Jesus died for? This is that that will cause you to lose interest in the things of this world. This is that that will change those things that look so enticing, they'll lose their value. They'll lose their value. This is that that will cause you to live such a life that you don't have to leave your friends. They'll leave you. They'll leave you. This is that that will enable you to go out on the job. And while they're telling their dirty jokes, and while they're opening their bottles, and while they're watching their televisions, you can be sitting there doing your little job, reading your little New Testament. Amen? Am I exaggerating? This ain't exaggerating. I know what I'm talking about. This is that. It takes, as I said before, people. You say, well, I thought all that happened when you got saved. No. I don't think anybody in here ever had any more wonderful experience when they got saved than I did. I know you had yours. I'd make a nice book to read, another book. But anyway, I know God saved me. And I was right there when it happened. I knew about it. Now tell me. But I also knew, not very long after that, that there was something else. And I found out this is that that I needed. This is that that I needed. And when I found out this is that that I needed, then I began to seek for it. And this is that
that has enabled me to go on for all these many years. Tonight, do you have this? Do you really have this? This is what he came for. This is that that enabled you to come back next year. You young folks and all other folks. This is that that enabled you to go home. And if you've got any things that you need to change there at home, this will enable you to do it with. This is that. It will give you grace to go ask that person to forgive you. This is that. Will enable them to pay your restitution that I said a while ago. Praise God. Let's stand. If you don't have this, God offers it to you tonight. And the good thing about this thing, we'll call it a thing again, is that it's something that God wants to give you. It's something he wants to give you tonight. If you're saved tonight, this is what he wants to give you tonight. So come right on and let's get up this. Let's get this in our life tonight. And then you can all come back next year with a big old high witness testimony. Praise God, I got that thing last year, and it's given me grace to stand all year long. And I've grown about 4 or 5 steps toward heaven since that time. This is that you've been wanting so long. This is that your heart is craving for. This is that thing that keeps you from being disappointed so often. Oh, I can see far down the mountain where I wandered many years, often hindered in my journey of the ghost of doubts and fears. This is that thing that will enable you to get rid of that. This is that thing that Daniel spoke about that dissolves doubts. This is that thing that enables you to become fully acquainted with God. This is that thing that reveals God to you and to me. No man can know the Father but the Son, and to whomsoever he reveal him to. This is that makes God real. You know, this takes all the doubts of God away. Let's sing. This is that. Come right on.